Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Thank you.
think I wanna hit the horn.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Drew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. All choked up already, Harold. Go ahead and press 1. Let me know, because you know you got benefits, but press 1. I need you to press 1 for me. Get going. Very good, young man. Very good. I tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. The 9th day of March. Just seeing if you're paying attention. 9th day of May, Mother's Day, 2021. Unlike others, last year we started with this pandemic, and now we're still in it. But I want to wish all the mothers a happy, happy Mother's Day. Well, right before we bring Harold in, I just want to read something for you. It is something to behold. Talking about these mamas. And Harold and I just have, you know, when you talk about so many similarities, you know, we both have lost our mothers. And, yeah, get a little choked up a little bit. I'm going to choke Harold up in a little bit. But good morning, Harold. Come on in. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to choke you up like I'm choking up now. I tell you, I don't care how hard we get, how hard we bend, if somebody can soften that thing quicker than anybody, that's your mom.
That's right.
So I want to wish them all. And hopefully we have some mamas on this morning. I'm going to play this throughout, but you know what? You thank me later, but I got to get you. Got to get you. Did that get you choked up, boy?
Yeah, you did it.
Oh, man. Crying like a baby.
You did it.
Man, crying like a baby.
I love my mama, but she's my favorite girl.
Yes, sir. That's another good one.
I thought you were going to break that one on us today.
Ah, as soon as I find it, I'm going to put it on you. Put it on you. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world. I know your kids are happy that you gave them a mama. Mine's happy that I gave them a mama. So, man, congratulations and happy celebrations to all the mothers in this country and throughout the world. And I'm saving one. Hopefully we'll get pass the word. Hopefully we'll get a special guest on. May not talk, but I'm just waiting to see if they come through. But Mother's Day is a celebration of honoring the mother of the family, as well as motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated various days in parts of the world, most commonly in the months of March and May. It complements similar celebrations honoring family members such as Father's Day, Siblings Day, and Grandparents Day. The modern holiday began in the United States at the initiative of Anna Jarvis in the early 20th century, who organized the first Mother's Day service worship and celebration at Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, which serves as the International Mother's Day Shrine. It is not directly related to many traditional celebrations of mothers and motherhood, but it is exhibited throughout the world over thousands of years, such as the Greek cult Cybele and Motheria, the Roman festival of Hilaria, or the Christian Ecclesiastes Mothering Sunday celebration. Happy Mother's Day. I guess they still eating all the cake and everything. I want to also on this Mother's Day congratulate a lot of our graduates. We have some college graduates. Let me start the way I love to say it. We had some kids graduating from kindergarten, getting ready to embark on their world of school. Some out of the sixth grade, congratulations. Some graduating out of middle school, depending on where you are. Some out of high school, some out of college. Postgraduate school. And then some out of just plain old school of hard knocks. I want to congratulate you as you embark on some uncharted waters. I want to wish you the very best. I know you got another year before you finish. We knocking on the door now for one. So.
Yeah. Well, I got a young coming out this year, so I want to give a shout out to him, my son.
Okay.
He'll be coming out with his associates here. He wrapping it all up right now. So.
And what is his plan? Where is he headed?
He's going to go to North Texas, man, graphic designer. And I told him he's going to mess around and have him a job for his sister. She'll be still somewhere trying to learn something, and he's going to have him a job. He plays cards, right?
Yeah. And we might even let him come up with a design for the world according to Drew. Who knows?
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Wow. Again, thank day of May, Mother's Day 2021. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Now, some of the things we're going to look at this morning, but before I say that, always read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. iMessenger Enterprises. LLC, that's what we do. We have My Messenger. Should I say we have one online that you can get weekly, the Texas Metro News and the Garland Journal, just to boot. Yeah, she called me on the carpet, So I make sure I get all that out in a good way. And if you check out this edition, I want to say our superb woman of the year of the day goes to you ready?
Yeah.
Tammy Kemp. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers again. And the Texas Metro News. Senator Royce West speaks out. A lot going on in Washington. Deborah Peoples, congratulations. She won the first round. The first round over in Fort Worth. Let's give her our support. She's going against a young lady that was the assistant to the current mayor that's going out. So quite a bit is going on, and we're going to keep up with that race. There's also a feature, Harold, talking about how this Dallas mom is helping protect black mothers and their babies. You got to check it out. And how appropriate for Mother's Day. How appropriate. Congratulations to David Freddie, Texas Southern class of 2021. He got a Farm D. Go on, young man. And we don't have to tell you what fraternity in, Harold. You know what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't go to that certain school we know about, too. You know?
That's all right. He got as far as he, as close as he could get to Tallahassee was in Houston. I got it. Yeah, and a lot of people with some birthdays here, Rosario Dawson, Sonia, Sean, Doug Christie, Tamara Hill, Prince Fielder, Ghostface Khalil, Stan Hillard, Tina Phillips, all of that. I want to wish them on these days as well. I tell you, it's just so much going on this month. It's Black History every month for us. Cornerstone Baptist Church to launch a grocery store to address food insecurity in South Dallas. You got to check it out. My cheating ex-boyfriend wants me to befriend his daughter. You got to read that article. You got to read it. But, Harold, do me a favor. I'm going to play this. I'm going to do two-pack. And right after, just come on in. You got to take care of a little business right quick. Hold on. I should be back when they're finished.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama cast me for the whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, there ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He
passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's too. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me, and never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know I love you?
And dear mama,
baby,
you all appreciate it.
I
reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Nice song. Good to see we can touch all genres this morning. Brings back a lot of memories. Those of us who still have our mothers, let's be sure and give them a big extra hug this morning. Let them know that they are appreciated.
Some of us have stories. Some of us have a legacy to carry on. We need to keep it moving, keep it thriving. One day we shall meet again. Mr. Andrews taking care of some business, it looks like. He might be teared up. Old Tupac might have hit him kind of rough and tough. But we're still here. Hopefully we'll get some of those special moms to call in. And let us know what the kiddos are doing special for them today. We have a couple of them in mind. Heavy hearts this morning.
But we're going to get through this. We shall get through this. Everybody to keep us all lifted up in prayer. Andrew's going to pull himself together here in a little bit and get back with us. But until he does, let's gather around the radio for the radio show, World According to Drew. We got some special young mothers we'd like to get to call in this morning also. We got some young mothers that still doing it good and strong, but see if we can't get you to call in this morning and let us know what special your kids got going for you. We, I don't know, you have us that are in the category with me and Drew. We kind of go into this day with mixed emotions, but we'll never, ever forget impact, and you can't state enough the impact that these mothers left with us. I'm fortunate enough to where my kids were able to know their grandparents, grandmothers, both maternally and paternal. So we're sending a shout out to heaven to those mothers that have gone on. I wish he had a couple of more songs to play for us today. Happy Mother's Day. I don't know how many of y'all had Mother's Day programs at church. I think that's a novelty that kind of went away, but we have some good young mothers, like I said, so hopefully y'all won't have them slaving in the kitchen today. Get y'all to hold one quick second here for me. All right. Not sure if y'all can hear me, but I'm going to try to keep this thing going. I can hear my boy in the background getting some things together.
Just trying to hear what you got, boy. I ain't mad at you. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. But again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Had to slip out for a quick second. But everything copacetic. Had to play Santa Claus in May. Santa Claus in May.
What's that to do? Go get your cash.
Huh?
What's that to do? Go get your cash out?
Cash out, yeah. I get cash out. I know that's what you say is. But, man, that Tupac, let me ask you this. Did Tupac, did it choke you up a little bit?
Yeah.
It didn't get you like mama. I got you.
Yeah, talk about those childhood memories. We all, at some point in time, didn't realize that they knew a lot more than us.
Right.
But that song really emphasized.
But that's part of the process. You know what? I can't wait till I get grown. I said that. Boy, be careful what you ask for.
No,
careful what you ask for. I'm telling you, but, you know, as we celebrate the moms today, you know, there were a lot of moms. There were a lot of moms in my neighborhood who were not physically mothers, but they carried that surrogate role to make sure they took care of us. You know, I like I said, I had a neighbor. She was pretty nosy. She kept an eye on me. I had to go other ways so she wouldn't see me. But if it wasn't for Miss Kate, God bless her, Kate Cotton, that was her name. Miss Kate could see everything, Harold, except for when my mom had some new furniture delivered. They pulled all the furniture out of the house, put it in the yard, backed their truck up, pulled out the new stuff, put it in, then put the old in the truck. She ain't see none of that. But as soon as I walked on, she could tell you by the time I came on, what I had on, even if I had company.
Yeah.
She would know all that. All that. But she can't see the furniture people move. Oh. But you know what? We talk about the village raising a child. You know what? The village show looked out for me because when things were going down in a negative way, guess what they did? They sent me home. I think you need to get out of here, Junior. That's what they used to tell me. Get on out of here. Why? Why? Just get on out of here. Get on out of here. That's the thing they always used to tell me. And if it wasn't for that village era, I probably wouldn't be here today.
I hear you.
So I am grateful for that. And again, there's a lot of women on here that, like I said, you might not physically have kids, but you serve in some type of capacity for others. And we thank you. We celebrate you on this day, Mother's Day 2021. I tell you, Harold, let me get back. I appreciate you filling in for me right there. The 45-9 minus 1, does he have a stranglehold on the GOP? We'll talk about that. Think about that. Now, China, with all the attention they're getting in the world, they have a capsule that re-enters the atmosphere, and nobody knows where it's going to land. It could have easily landed in the United States. But you know what? They may have played dumb, but you notice that capsule ain't too far from China. It's in the Indian Ocean. Might have been a little close. But they in today's society, you can't tell me they don't know how to re-enter. So we're going to watch and see how that unfolds. A lot of people are very upset with that. And the shootings continue. Let's start with that part. Last one, the biggest one, was in North Carolina. And then now the judge says they can review, not all the tape, some of the tape. Some of the angles were blurry and sound like you got a cover-up. All those people on the scene, and you potentially, and you got just part of the video. You know, I would have felt better saying they didn't work, unfortunately. So they only showing so much. What is that saying? Harold, I'm gonna make you honorary Perry Mason right now. What would you have said?
That sounds like some shiggity.
Shiggity with no sugar on it at all. What?
Right.
We talk about in this country transparency. Well, where's the transparency as it relates to this case?
Again, no, we talk about and it's just us.
Huh? We shoot a brother and nothing happens. Chauvin's case, I'm glad they did a verdict, but it goes back to that question. Look, Harold, I almost got texted them. It goes to that question.
That question?
That question. We got him, but did we get it?
We got it, but do you get it?
Yeah. And now they saying, now they're bringing up all the other trash on it. I think they're getting close to getting him now. Because he had a similar case where he put a knee in a teenager. So this behavior has been going on. Internal affairs, where are you?
Unchecked.
You know, right? They always told me, and I learned this at a very young age, one thing about a criminal, they're going to continue till they get caught. If they think they can get away with it one time, they may get away with it two times, three, four, five, six, seven, eight times. But there's always that possibility you can get caught. Always. And they stretch it to that moment when they get caught. And then here this guy, his rap sheet is tremendously long. And what hurts me more than anything, and I repeat, anything, is the fact that he had a relationship with Floyd. They knew each other in some capacity. And you want to, what you're trying to put, shed him up for life, which you did. Yeah, I think anytime you take a life, Harold, it's got to be murder one. It's got to be. You know, they say if you shoot somebody, go to the hospital, live an hour or two, that's second or third degree. We don't have enough consequences to make people think twice about what they're doing. How? Why? Those are the questions that families are asking. Those are questionings that we're that we are asking. Why? What happened? But we talk about gun reform. Good old state of Texas. Don't even need a license now to carry a gun. How are they working towards? On your hip. Who is that going to benefit, the cops or the robbers? It's the OK Corral. I want to meet you in the middle of Lancaster Road, and we're going to have a duel. First one to 10, turn around. Well, if it happens to me, I'm telling you now, I may not be able to count over five while you count to 10. One, two, three, four, five, bam. Now, you think I'm going to be stupid enough to let you get to 10? I might have to fire on one.
You sound like that owl and how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
The world will never know if I got to do it. But what kind of precedent are we setting in the state of Texas with the gun carry? And one guy, he hated to say this, and I'm sure he's part of the National Rifle NRA. He said a lot of people, when they come in and buy guns, they don't even know how to handle the guns. And now you're going to have someone buying a gun, can't handle it. It won't take the classes down because it's not mandatory or won't be mandatory. So how do you like those pickles?
Only in Texas, man. Only in Texas.
And I'm like, wow, what the heck is going on? We got... As Ricky Ricardo said, we got some splaining to do. Why will you jeopardize?
Because a scared person with a gun is a deadly combination. Deadly. They are so frightened. You say, ah, pop, 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 pop. They shooting cats, birds, anything moving in the tree. Oh, honey, I didn't know. Well, I couldn't get to the sidewalk. I was walking up here, came up through the bushes. You better second guess that one. Oh, I didn't realize somebody was coming. How many murders that may say, oh, I accidentally shot him? Those are the things that we're looking at as of today. And now you're giving everybody the opportunity to carry a gun, and they're going to find a way. Well, if you got a felon, okay. Well, how many people don't have felons and probably going to not be able to get a weapon as well? It's crazy, crazy. And we know how things have been. They've always had the guns. You know, you have a Mega Evers beat, shot, kill, beat to death. King, shot, kill. We think we hearing something every day. We might hear something two and three times a day. Those are the things that we have to focus on and really consider when we vote people in. The Texas House, I don't know what's going on with them down there.
It's Texas, man, but hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, man, it reminds me of, I subscribe to the Chris Rock theory, man. You know, they making all this gun legislation. Why don't they just raise the price of bullets? You know, Chris Rock told a joke about that years ago. But it was so simple. If them bullets cost a couple of $1,000, these jugglers will stop shooting up everything. You know, make the bullets often cost more.
It's all
than
them
guns.
Black market.
You know?
But it's anyway. Always... You hear what I'm saying? It's always been a black market for it. You're going to have people trying to make bullets that may explode in the gun. You know, you don't know what you know, how things are or how things are going to be. That is crazy.
Well, one thing about it, Andrew, that you touched on something there that a lot of people overlook. You can go around and make all the laws, regulations, and everything you want. But the only people that obey laws are law-abiding citizens. Criminals, outlaws, and real killers don't give a flip what kind of legislation you make because they're going to always have theirs.
Right.
So you make these laws and regulations are for lawful abiding citizens. And I don't know when we're going to catch this. But those laws are just there for consequences, perhaps. They ain't preventing nothing. They are there to where if you don't have enough money, and you happen to get caught. That's all they're there for, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody want to debate me, they can call in. Andrew will give you the number for those who don't have it. But, hey, they make the laws for law-abiding citizens. So I'll be honest with you, Andrew. Like you say, the police already quick on the trigger. They're going to be quicker. They're going to say, I didn't know. I thought he had a gun. I didn't know that was a afro pick with the fist. It looked like a pistol to me.
Uh-huh. I like that movie, Blind They Hate.
The boy had a brush.
The hate you give.
Yeah, something like that. Had a brush.
The hate you give. Yeah.
Brush. You know, it may have been Hollywood, but how many of the brothers have lost their life with a brush?
That's right. Or a cell phone.
Look, lollipop, anything. Anything they're reaching for.
Well, Glock done come out with one that looked like a pen now, one shooter. One hitter quitter. We got a Glock that looked like an ink pen.
But again, what hurts us, Harold, or hurts me, is the fact that our young men, and you and I both have young men, and I think for any family to receive a call that something has happened has to be the most devastating dagger ever. Because as a parent, you want to protect. And when they're out of our hands, we can't protect them. Some of these other families can live forever and ever. But how many black families get that period in their life to find out that a relative has passed, their child? I can't even fathom the idea of that, Harold.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man. That's because I have a black son, so.
And you have to tell them. And then I tell mine all the time. You have a tan that they can't stand. Oh, Dad, ain't like that. Son, listen. I'm telling you because I love you. Dads, moms, have that conversation with your children. Because it's happening more than not. We talk about North Carolina. And then they had another shooting in Baltimore. You know, like, what? What's going on? I guess that's a great segue into what Marvin Gaye had to say. 50 years since the album dropped, Harold. 50 years. That lets you know, if we know, we're getting up there, boy. And we getting up there, but that's all right.
Yeah, man. Forgive me, man. I'm out moving around. And okay. You know what I was going to tell you, man? We were working in Cedar Hill. If it wasn't yesterday, it was Friday, Andrew. And let me tell you something. The Cedar Hill police came on a call for a dog being shot quicker than I've ever seen it happen before, Andrew. A neighbor allegedly shot another neighbor's pet. And when I tell you Cedar Hill's finest and animal patrol, they showed up quicker than if you'd have called and told them somebody shot me. Came down and questioned us, Andrew, and we just out there cutting yards. But I found that amazing how people are in these municipalities and these suburbs down here. Yeah, we down there, the police come down asking us questions over a dog.
And that's
shoot a Negro, they'd have still been on their way. You shoot one of us, they'd have still been on the way right now.
Man,
but I must say, it was in the front yard of these people's house, so. It was amazing, man.
What do we do?
But I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question for you. What you think about this brother? Jewelry, I forget his jewelry number. You know how they go by jewelry numbers. that's done lied about being at the Black Lives Matter march. Now he all over the news and pictures at the march and going to end up giving Chauvin a reason for a retrial. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
What you think
about
that?
Of course, when you doing the jury, and just help me out, if you've ever been at the point where you're about to be sequestered for a jury,
mm-hmm.
to get you everything. And I'll lie to you not, Harold. One time, man, I tried to be the most extremist person. Well, if they steal a car, death. If they steal candy from the store, death. why I still get on the case?
You trying your best to get out. Hey, you what they wanted. You what they wanted.
My.
They want it, man.
But why do we have to, you know, why do we have to go to these extremes on these cases?
Yeah.
Why are our kids caught up in this shiggity? You know,
man,
why?
I can't.
And it's a shame that we have to with this. It really is. It is really tough. And it's just unproportional, the amount of deaths that we see of color. And are we the only ones can see it that way? Tell me, are we the only ones can see it this way? I don't get it. And I hesitate because how it really hurts. It hurts when I see our young boys on somebody's table getting an autopsy. I mean, really, that hurts. That really hurts.
Yeah. And one of us, you know, it's just a sad situation, man. I mean, I can understand you wanting to, in his case, probably be in the spotlight, you know, so you're trying to tell them what they want to hear. But at the end of the day, you've just become the weakest link.
Yeah. We're just hurting. And you make me, anybody who don't feel the pain. The pain as a surrogate brother of these families that are doing what or are experiencing, excuse me, what they're experiencing. That's what gets me. That what is killing my heart. Because, Harold, that kid could have been us.
Yeah.
That kid could have been us. We may not have been here today. I'm telling you. Harold, we had some neighbors, boy, they looked out for me. They
mm-hmm.
looked out for me. You hear me?
Yeah.
They looked out for me. And I'm like, why? Only because, look, the grace of God and what my mother tried to do for the community. Those are things It wasn't by my grace or good looks. It's the fact that somebody cared. Took me away to say, hey, boy, you need to go on this way. I mean, I get choked up because, again, if it wasn't for all of us, Harold, somebody that told us, go in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be around here, boy.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, man. Even in the movie, Boys in the Hood?
Mm-hmm.
With a little football player.
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut. Yeah, Morris Chestnut got shot. And then Cuba Gooding Jr. was riding around like he wanted to get some revenge. And, you know, he finally just told him pull over. They had to pull over and let him out. How many times did that happen to him?
Well, we don't.
It has happened to me. So.
But you know what? We don't always get We don't always get a comma in our lives, little young black guys.
Yeah. It ends up being a period.
A period. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah. Something, man.
Period. And in that period.
We had some guys in our neighborhood that would say, hey, we need to keep you clean and upright. We don't want none of this on your hands. You know?
But again,
say,
well, how many people had that, the surrogate family, to tell them, hell, you need to go the other way, man. This ain't happening. This is not happening today. Isn't that something? And it just makes you, I mean, it just hurts my heart. And we're talking about cases that we know about. Chauvin, you know, or here you're trying to retrial. We knew. Again, what's my question? We got him, but did we get him? You got all this hitting the table. And it makes me wonder, again, about what Marvin Gaye said. And folks, just listen to this. Listen to this.
What's going on? I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares?
It followed the water crisis in Flint that began 4 years ago when the city started drawing water from the Flint River, exposing thousands of people to the toxic metal.
Mother, mother. There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be on the shore next year. This deadly mass shooting
to bring the
love
here today. Yeah. Father, father. We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Harold?
I know. Harold?
I'm sorry.
I know what you're
saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I had a new tape in there. I didn't know what I was playing.
No,
but I'm just saying
we was having a family discussion.
Yes. But did you hear the lyrics? Too many of us are dying. This was written 50 years ago. How relevant is that? 50 years ago. Too many of us are dying. And we're not talking natural causes. That's one thing. We're talking about brutality, drugs. Marvin Gaye said it. He said it 50 years ago. And I think about when we put on Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Over 40 years ago, how relevant is it in 2021? That's the sad part about it. That is the saddest part about what's going on. And like I said, Marvin said, what's going on? I'm going to back it up one more time. We got another listener from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Here we go.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares?
It followed the water crisis in Flint that began 4 years ago when the city started drawing water from the Flint River, exposing thousands of people to the toxic metal.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be uninsured next year. This deadly mass shooting
to bring the loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. And pick it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
All right, I cut it right there. What's going on? 50 years ago, Marvin said it so eloquently through song. You know, it sounded like Prince, Michael Jackson, all these guys, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, writing futuristic songs, reflecting on what was going on 50 years ago and how prevalent it is today. My question, what's going on? Whether it's Minneapolis, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Baton Rouge, New York, Baltimore, Houston, Dallas, Tampa, Atlanta, Los Angeles. We talk about from sea to shining sea. It's all the way from the coast of Mexico all the way up to the coast, or should I say to the border of Canada. And Minneapolis, about as far as you can get north, is a little bit more. But it's still happening, whether it's Houston,
Minneapolis, Baltimore, Los Angeles. And let us not forget what happened in Sacramento, California. Your man had a cell phone in his hand and got shot with a cell phone in his hand. Wow. This is where we are today on May 9th, Mother's Day. Isn't that something? And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. We thank you. We love you for what you're doing and what you will do. Continue being that driving force in their lives, because I tell you, if it wasn't for Mama, I wouldn't be doing a lot of things. And I am forever grateful, and I hope that you can set the standard for your kids. I'm telling you, it's nothing like a mama's love. And even as a dad, you try to give the comfort. I comfort, did the best I could, but I can tell you, daddy comfort back in the day was nothing like mama. Nothing like mama. Mama's touch. Dad did a good job now. He stepped in when he had to. And all she had to say, I'm going to tell you, daddy. See, so I got right. But it was nothing like her saving her child. And I'm reminded, you're going to get your Sunday school lesson. Two ladies fighting over a child. And God asked, well, what should we do? One lady said, I will. Why don't we split the child in half? She take half, I take half. The other one said, no, instead of hurting my child, instead of hurting him, she can have him all. And he knew instantly that that mother didn't want to do anything to hurt that child. They would make the sacrifice. And we want to thank you, ladies, for the sacrifices that you've made for your kids and for what you do in the future. It's tough out there. And again, on this Mother's Day, it's a celebration of honoring our mothers and family, of the family, as well as the motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days and parts of this world, most commonly in the months of March and May. It complements similar celebrations honoring family members such as Father's Day, Siblings Day, and Grandparents Day. The modern holiday began in the United States at the initiative of Hannah Jarvis in the early 20th century, who organized the first Mother's Day service, of worship and celebration at Andrews, Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, which serves as the International Mother's Day Shrine today. It is not directly related with many traditional celebrations of mothers, but of motherhood that existed throughout the world over thousands of years. Again, if you're fortunate to have your mother with you, call them, be with them, express what it is and how much you appreciate them. If you don't have your mother, hopefully the kids will bring that big smile on your face today. And I want to tell you, thank you for what you've done and what you will do, not only for your children, but for family members. You know, sometimes people may not be natural parents of these kids. But again, the influence that you've had on these kids just goes beyond saying. Again, happy Mother's Day. And got another one for you, Hal. We're going to keep it going. It's one of them, I'm saying, tear-jerking days. Got to do it.
Yeah. California. Your guys were great. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Yes, it is. Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Always down for me, had always been around for me. Even when I was bad, you showed me right from my wrong. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could change anything. And no one else can do what you've done to me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama.
I mean, I could hear that 1,000 times, and you know, you get a little misty a little bit because, you know what, I had a mama that cared. Not to say that your mother didn't care, but I am truly the product of a mother's prayer. And you know, when we're young, you think you're invincible, but my mama, she come get me. I had that kind of mama. Come to school. Here come Miss Wiggum. Oh, Lord, what I do now? Even when she just came on general principle, I'm asking myself, well, what did I do? That's the kind of relationship I had. I miss her dearly. Miss her dearly. But you know what? She taught me enough how to care. She said, you know, just because you're a boy, you can't care. You can care, excuse me. You know, you can't be all rough all the time. So sometimes you have to be nurturing, not nurturing. Nurturing. In other words, be yourself. let nature take its course and do what you can when you become a parent. Those are the things that I was taught. Taught me how to cook. Now, my only regret, I'm going to make y'all laugh, before I went off to college, I did not wash one load of clothes ever before I went off. That week before, she had me wash right there. And my first load in college, all the white underwear were blue. All the T-shirts, everything that was white turned blue. I didn't know you had to change the setting on the water temperature. It was hot when it should have been cold. So, yeah, there are a lot of lessons that moms teach, and we have to learn the hard way and listen to them. And if you don't listen, then you get a whole blue wash. So those are the kind of stories I like to hear about mamas. They sacrifice. You know what, again, they make sure you eat before they eat. Then make sure the family is taken care of before they sit down. I learned that from my grandmother. So my hat's off to all the moms, whether you gave birth or not. We thank you for your role that you're playing in their lives. And it may be a little tough, but you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. They will enjoy your teachings. And believe it or not, it will stick with them for the rest of their lives. And we're just so thankful to you today for what you've done and what you will do in the future. All right. I see we have some folks online. Hey, press one. Just give us one of your fondest mother's stories for Mother's Day. Things about your childhood and your mother. Just press one. I'll get you on. Oh, don't be shy. This is dedicated to all the moms, this show. Hell, you might have to step away and give us a good story. I want to know, did you get that wooden spoon across your head one time? And she straighten you up. Everybody look quiet this morning, but that's okay. You know, I can roll with the big boys this morning. As you're getting your thoughts together about Mom's Day, did you know this week alone, a 16-year-old kid is on his way to college? He had offers from Harvard, Yale, Howard, North Carolina A&T, Columbia, UPenn, a whole bunch of Ivy League schools. But I know Harold will be so happy to hear that this particular young man selected Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. Harold, I know you biting at the bit on that one. But I say that.
Yeah,
to
I'm
say
listening
that.
To you. I'm listening to your infomercial.
That.
You just a walking infomercial.
Yeah, that's okay. It makes me feel good that at least one HBCU, you know, and it happens to be mine. Happens to be mine. But can you just imagine the choice? The kid already has $1.6 million in scholarships. Can you believe that? $1.6 million in scholarships. And what do? You want to take his talents to Tallahassee. Isn't that something? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Curtis Lawrence III. And you know, everybody's like, wow. How could he pick FAMU over? Well, you got to ask him. You must ask him. Harold, I tell you this. There's a little lady that's going to be your next SGA president at FAMU.
I told him, girl, you better go ahead and introduce him and keep him close. Be the big sister that he needs. This guy, young man, will be, he's from Northeast D.C., will enter FAMU as a junior, Harold, double majoring in biology and computer science. His 15-year-old brother is waiting to hear from George Washington University in D.C. His name is Curtis Lawrence the Third. I even sent him a message from one third to another. You're going to be all right. How you like them apples, Mr. Hubbard?
Coming up. Y'all coming up.
Well, you know, fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. But I'm just so happy for that young man. And Harold, one thing, even though it might be FAMU getting the glory, it's the HBCUs that are getting the glory. Because not oftentimes you hear kids with these big schools of Harvard and Yale and MIT, Columbia. You know, at one time FAMU was the number one college back in 98, somewhere around there. I'll put between those years. And you can look it up, Time Magazine, the number one university. We recruited more National Merit Scholars than that of Stanford, MIT. Yeah, I got my hat on, Harold. But those are the things that we can do. We've been putting great scholars out there. And I'm talking about the family of HBCUs. So it's a great day for HBCUs, even larger day for FAMU, for Curtis Lawrence the Third. Something about that third get you where you're going. It's a rough, look, a bumpy ride, but it always gets you where you're going. All right. The question for today, folks, I see Atlanta's well represented, even my friends over in South Dallas. It's Mother's Day. Tell us what you remember most. If it's your mother still alive, all right, we got a 504. All the way from the great state of Louisiana. Good morning, young man. Good morning.
Hey, God bless you, good brothers. How y'all doing today? And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there to who that applies to. And y'all just tuned in, and you were talking about HBCUs. What's the latest?
Well, the latest, fam, you got the big fish. I guess we had the biggest bait for him to jump on. 16-year-old kid. With $1.6 million, and he already got in his pocket. Going to come in double major at FAMU at the age of 16.
Wow.
And
academic, huh? Wow, that's beautiful.
So
is he out of state of Florida or somewhere else?
D.C. D.C.
D.C. Wow. Oh, that's excellent. Superb. Congratulations to y'all.
Well, thank you. And I was saying this, Eric, that it's a victory for all HBCUs. We might get fan effect, but showing that if our kids, because sometimes we lose the fact that our kids are not considered because of lack of exposure, especially in a lot of integrated schools. And so, but it's a big shot in the arm for all the HBCUs, you know, and we're going to see. Like I said, it ain't for everybody. We know that. You have to find your niche in this system. So, but anybody that tries to pursue higher education, they get my pat on the back. I'll pat them right on the back.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
To be the movers and shakers. Well, we can't shake it up.
Did he say
no
why
more.
He chose FAMU? Did he say why he chose the HBCU or FAMU?
Yes,
or?
Yeah. They offer the program, first of all, they offer what the same as the other schools he selected, but he wanted to be in a black environment.
Right.
So learn more about his culture.
Oh, beautiful.
If you all Google, wow, again, Curtis Lawrence III, your various channels, again, you can get the one out of D.C., I think it's Channel 5, Channel 9, another one in D.C., USA 9, WUSA 9.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know, there are some exceptions. When they were giving out call letters back in the day, everything was WUSA.
Mm-hmm.
If you were east of the Mississippi River, if you were overstate, west of the Mississippi, usually it's a K. But I know some of the Dallas states, WFAA, which is Channel 8, probably one of the first in the area, they still have the old call letters. For most of them,
okay. So, well, that's beautiful. A lot of youngsters that age really don't, sometimes they don't think about their own cultures and want to learn more about the African-American culture, black culture. So I'm glad he has that level of maturity.
Right.
And,
level of maturity.
That's phenomenal.
And his parents pretty much instilled in him. And they just thought he was going to go to George Washington and Harvard, Yale.
Mm-hmm.
But he was awesome. Can you imagine what this is to recruit? And Eric, I'm very inclusive. And it's not so much a FAMU's banner. It's the HBCU banner.
Phenomenal, yeah.
See this.
Yeah.
And get that enrichment.
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal is planning to go to Texas Southern, I think.
Yes. And right now, with Black Lives Matter, I can see the enrollment improving at a lot of HBCUs.
Right, right. And then Morris Brown has gotten the recertification completed, so they're back on track.
Okay. Now they need numbers. They need people to come in and help them get their buildings going. I'm hoping Turner, the Ted Turner, he's an older cat now, but his boys and his daughters may be running the show. Excuse me. I hope that the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Hawks help Morris Brown. Because the Falcons, their stadium is less than a mile from Morris Brown. As a matter of fact, when they built Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it is pushing almost on the edge of Morris Brown campus.
Oh, yeah, I remember the controversy about that in terms of how they got that land. How they were taking it from black institutions.
Yeah, eminent domain. They took it. We understand that. If you ever been to Atlanta on that side of town, you know we push right up to downtown back in the day.
Right.
It's a beautiful stadium, and you got people less than a mile away, don't even have a car, but they can look at the Mercedes emblem on the building. They ride a bus, the train.
You're right. Yeah, they and there's a lot of controversy about the subway system where they didn't want to bring the subway system out into the suburbs because they claimed that would take blacks out to the suburbs and they didn't want blacks coming out to the suburbs. So they have a limited mileage in terms of how far they allow that subway system to go. So a lot of interesting controversial racism that goes along in Atlanta and all the cities, obviously.
Well, in Dallas, it's a microcosm. Maybe Harold can come back and speak. But I tell you, the way I've observed the train, they have color-coded trains to go throughout the city.
Right.
All right? Let me talk about the blue line. The blue and red go to the neighborhood. All right?
Okay.
Let's talk about the blue line. The blue line used to stop about five blocks from the Veterans Administration Hospital. Okay, they put a new university in the area, and they link the train to the university. So these folks, if they didn't feel like driving through the neighborhood, at least they could get in the train, and the train would take them right to the university.
Okay.
The hospital connects the eastern side of town. Now, all the trains go through downtown, so you can change.
Right.
But the blue line will take you all the way to the East Community in Rowlett,
mm-hmm.
right at the end of the time. So it goes
right.
east to. Okay. Then they have a red line that they, again, border downtown, but it goes through the other side of our neighborhood to the southwest corner. So they got everything established. But if you have to go, they keep zipping you down there and zipping you out. And there have been problems on trains. They do have officers that are on there. They're patrolling it a lot better than they used to. Kids are trying to get on the train. They see if a fare officer gets on, they jump right off. Well, now, when they jump off, they have officers waiting on them to see if they had any fare tickets. And we're talking about fare as in not amusement fare, fare to ride the train. But you talking about, again,
that's interesting.
MARTA runs right through East Atlanta there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
They gave all the opportunity to the people in the suburbs to ride all the way to downtown, the Four Points.
Downtown, right.
So that structure is not just in Atlanta, it's in Dallas. And I'm sure Houston, any of your metropolitan areas, that is the plan to
mm-hmm.
have.
It's
not a coincidence.
It's interesting, I know,
at all.
Yeah. It's interesting in D.C. They somehow or another, they do have the subways going, way out in Virginia and Maryland. So I'm not sure what happened there.
They have a light rail, but they also have trains. You can go from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
to New York.
Right.
Look, hold on, Eric. I got somebody to probably speak about that a little even better than you and I.
Hmm.
Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world?
Just loving the day. I've been
grateful
with the presence of my children. Thank you.
Happy Mother's
Day. I've actually traveled out to pick up my mother-in-law while my husband and children do whatever and bring her back to the house. But, and also happy Mother's Day to your wives and your mothers if you still have them. But anyway, I wanted to, Andrew, know I work for MARTA, have been there 28 years, and the only difference here in the Metro Atlanta area with MARTA and all the other transit authorities in the continental United States, MARTA is a nonprofit organization. We are not a state agency, a federal agency. We are only three counties pay a 2% sales tax for MARTA. It has been put on numerous referendums to bring MARTA through. Back when I moved here in the 80s, the plan under Maynard Jackson was to take it from the nucleus of Five Points and take it out every direction to Tennessee, to Florida, with linkage and all of this. But because it has to be voted in by the surrounding counties, most counties, believe it or not, back in the 80s with all the buppies, they wanted to be seen in their convertible BMWs with their ascots blowing in the wind as opposed to riding transit. Now, fast forward almost 30 years later, they're the main ones trying to get it. But right-of-ways have been sold. Other things have come up to block. But Gwinnett County is one of the larger counties here in the metro area. And they had it on the last November elections, and it lost by a very small margin.
Mm-hmm.
So, we I'm union. We try to go out and advocate to get people to get it. But if someone in a suburb on the other side of Gwinnett County wants it, and they voted for it, they can't get it until Gwinnett County accepts it so it can go on through. So it's been a battle ever since I've been here to try to get the people that are blocking it. And it's not like any political person. These are this is straight voters have to say so if you want to pay that 2% tax. And that's what it's all about. And that antidote of that the train and the bus will bring crime, I have yet to see anyone on a train and or a bus with a television, a microwave, or whatever, you know. And they're not really on time, so it's not like they can time it, breaking your house and be at that bus stop, and the bus is right there waiting on them. So it, but too many people bought into that propaganda, and you know, and they've gotten a lot of African American and people of color have gotten their little $5, and they want to move out to these bigger areas, and they think that transit means that you're in a certain income bracket, which we see all the time. A lot of times. A lot of people with their briefcases and doctors and everything are on the train because of the convenience. But we're still going to try to fight. I have a few years left before I throw in the towel. But you know, it's still. I would like to see what Maynard Jackson, Cynthia McKinney, Andrew Young, what they laid out. I'd like to see it come to fruition before my head gets cold.
What's the Lance Bottom deciding not to run for re-election again for the mayor position? What do you think is behind all that?
There's a lot of people, you know, she's a Florida A&M alumni, and I'm an alumni as well.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of it is she's like, no, it's not family. No, it's not. She's running from a particular situation. It's just in conversation with her husband and what's going on. It's time. But like she said, if she wants to run again, she can. And the polls that they did, if the elections were to be held today, she would win, basically, because of, you know, a lot of people love to rate the mayor. I mean, they'll go all out. And she has over a 72% rating because they like what she has done thus far. Especially the attention she's given to the side that she grew up on, which is the West Side. Over Bankhead and where Six Flags on that side. And a lot of attention has been brought over there, where in the past it's always been up north.
You're talking to Kim?
Okay.
No, ma'am.
George.
Nope.
That's what I like about live radio.
Live radio.
That's okay. But you know what? You and I converse all the time, and I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day as well. I know I feel the love and hear the love that you've done with your kids. Every kid is different. You try to do things the same, but I tell you, nothing like a mom's love, that she know how much this kid needs versus how many the next kid needs. So my hat's off to you. You enjoy your day, and tell Mr. Be nice to you. Well, I know he'll be nice anyway.
He better. And thank you.
Wish you happy Mother's Day to your mother-in-law as well.
I will. She's standing right here now. She's waving at the neighbors.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you as always. You know, I know you're going to give us a beat on the street in Atlanta. And we love that. We love it to death.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All
right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your day.
Thanks.
All right. Continue to listen.
All right. So, Eric, one thing, you know, I appreciate that. I was going to ask you that as well about the current chair. And, you know, it's a high profile. I don't know. We don't know all the particulars of why. But Marcia did mention that her and her husband discussed it to see if things. And I know people today, if you're outspoken, you know, there could be some security issues. It could be just you're tired. You know, I'm not trying to put much out there as far as you know when you've had enough for now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she has that type of approval rating, there's a strong chance that she may jump in the ring, or she may be headed to D.C. Who knows?
Yeah, I heard she may be looking at a higher position or something along that line. So.
Right.
What about Dallas? Any chances of having a black female mayor in Dallas anytime soon? What it looks like for that?
Well, if we do, that person has not surfaced yet.
Okay then.
Now, we got some heavy hitters, and I'm sorry. Let me back up. I get so comfortable. We have some heavy hitters that we got. I love God. God. Better be God than getting. However. But, yeah, heavy hitters. At one time, and I repeat this, at one time, Dallas had every position of power was controlled by an African-American just months ago, as of December. We had a police chief who was a sister that attended Grambling University, Grambling State.
Right.
We had the sheriff was a sister, still is. The mayor, a brother. City manager, a brother. Fire chief, a brother. District attorney, a brother. So Dallas was a chocolate city, the new chocolate city. Well, since then, December, the chief of police resigned under a lot of scrutiny. And they brought the first Latino chief in from San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always said this. It's not fair to the fire chief in any city if they've had more fires this year. It's not fair to the police chief if they've had more shootings and killings. You can only put in program and try to catch the generation coming up.
Right.
Now, since we have the new chief, we broke another record. But we don't hear the naysayers saying anything about the numbers. They might say, well, she left it like this. No. Whoever's in that seat in the past have gotten the tag or being tagged with the responsibility of what's going on in the streets. How can you effectively curb it? You can have police presence that might curb it while you go down to the next block and turn it around. So it's kind of hard to measure. And my thing, if I was in politics, who knows what's going to happen in the future? You start at your elementary schools, getting kids to trust, have partnerships. You know, we used to have a thing where you used to get a badge. The police come to the school, you get a badge, and you're a kid trying to stop crime.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those programs no more. Where you could come in, you know, first, second grade, and they build a relationship. See that it's not all there.
Mm-hmm.
But the harsh reality now, you may have some first graders that have helped with the police because of older siblings. So, I mean, we're fighting a double-edged sword there in things of that nature. But at least start early to get them comfortable. And that's what we need. We definitely need that.
Now, which area has the larger percentage of blacks, Dallas, Arlington, or Fort Worth?
Well, Dallas has the size.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas would. Now, as far as the neighborhood is concerned, we would say South Dallas and Oak Cliff are the most areas that we concentrate in. Fort Worth, they have areas, Como, oh, God, I can't think of the other one. Stop Six. Those are the traditional black neighborhoods over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You migrate to Arlen, which is a suburb. Arlington, they're probably the largest city, metropolitan city in the country with no mass transit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about getting it. They always said that the element would bus in and
right.
ride the bus to Arlington. Well, they don't realize element drive, too.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, so now with them growing in Arlington, for those who don't know, it houses our baseball, two professional baseball stadiums that we have, all because they were going to lose the Rangers, the baseball team, to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So they have Globe Life Park and Globe Life Field.
Okay.
They're still holding that. And then, of course, AT&T Cowboy Stadium. They're
right.
all in the same country block.
Right.
Three major stadiums. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. That's Texas for you.
Yeah. But, again, try not. They fight each other and don't want the team to move downtown Dallas.
Right. Right, right.
And the downtown Dallas had an opportunity to get Cowboy Stadium. Okay, can you
now,
imagine
what are they using
you...
Cowboy Stadium for now? What are they using that for now?
Oh, it's where they make cement.
Oh,
oh it's gone.
Okay.
They imploded that
oh,
thing.
Oh, gone. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they imploded that thing. It in. Quicker than Jackie Robinson stealing second base. They did that.
Yeah, because they kept the Astrodome down in Houston, I guess, for historical
right.
reasons. They kept the Astrodome.
Right. Historical landmark, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do a few rodeos in there. Not much.
Mm-hmm.
But that building, 50,
mm-hmm.
60 years.
Right. Right.
It's been there a minute. Yeah, but
right.
Jerry put that new stadium up. They imploded. They waited till they had the mad flush. A lot of people didn't know that. They had a mad flush to make sure all the plumbing worked. They had people in every restroom,
yeah.
and they just flush it just to make
right.
sure the pipes pull up.
Right.
But Texas Stadium,
right.
the old one, was such in a pivotal spot.
Mm-hmm.
Our airport has two entrances. It has a north entrance and a south entrance.
Uh-huh.
And they come together right there at the old Texas Stadium to get you downtown. That was always a beautiful sight when you had to go to the airport. That's the DFW airport.
Right.
But now they were using it for construction. They said they were going to put a mall. If they put a mall, I think it's too much for traffic to get in and out. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now that's where they're making cement and pillars
mm-hmm.
and all of it in that area.
Oh, okay. Right.
But Dallas right now, we have a lot of things working for us. Two major league baseball stadiums that they've been using the old one to do high school football in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had the XFL in there for a minute. Frisco, which is really growing, North Suburb, they're getting a new PGA headquarters. They came out of Jacksonville. They live in Jacksonville to come to the Dallas area. They must have made them a sweet deal. Sweet
right,
deal.
Right.
Right. Dallas is up and moving. Two of the fastest areas of populated for population growth, and that's Frisco for one. I was out there in Frisco on yesterday. Remember when it was a one-horse town? And now Jerry has moved his practice facility
And the guys have to drive by 30 minutes or more from the practice facility to the game.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, but Jared takes his helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
The zip right on over there, 15 minutes in his helicopter.
Right,
so,
right, right.
Yeah. But as we bring things, Eric, thank you too much. As we bring things so close,
oh, thank you.
Everyone, thank you for being a part of the World According to Drew. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Mother's Day. And we're going to leave out on this.